Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Does the time you exercise matter? You know, are you a person who likes to exercise in the morning? Are you a person who likes to exercise at night? And does any of it have to do with your adherence to exercise? And that certainly would be one of the bigger questions. My guest is Dick Cotton. He's the ACSM National Director of Certification and a great guest. So, Dick, let's start with exercising in the morning, exercising in the evening. Are there risks, benefits to either one?
Oh, great question. Morning, evening, risk, benefits. Definitely both. When you exercise in the morning, you really do get it out of the way for the day. So if you can get up and get out and get it done, there's nothing else that's going to get in the way of your exercise. So that's a huge benefit. There's also, a number of years ago in the 90s, I think, there was some research out of Kansas State that showed morning exercisers burn more calories. And that one study was quoted by everyone, that you burn more calories in the morning. And, yes, you did. And the thing is, if you really did the data on it, if you miss one session, you lose your benefit. Because it is harder for most people to exercise in the morning. So I really don't think that that's a good reason to exercise in the morning, because the injury risks are higher.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because that was going to be my next question to you.
Yeah.
Are the injury risks, there was, as you say, back in the 90s, there was the studies about more heart attacks with morning exercise.
Yeah, okay, that could be. I can understand how we would see that, because we're less efficient in the morning. We're not as warmed up. And that is also why we burn more calories. Although anyone that's going to have a heart attack in the morning is likely going to have a heart attack in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that means you're on the edge, and the morning does it, just like exercising after a meal with a full stomach is more likely to bring on heart-related symptoms and possibly a
Is it really? So if you eat yourself a big breakfast and then you go to work out, it's more likely to bring on some kind of a heart situation than if you were just doing your thing?
Yeah, your heart's working harder and requiring more oxygen. And so it would, but the underlying cardiovascular disease is still there. So just like that person, it's like, well, I can't exercise after a meal because I could have a heart attack. That means you need to get to the doctor, get a max treadmill test, and either get on meds, get a stent, or have open heart surgery. So I don't. It's not a prevention against it. I mean, just like my tooth hurts more when I floss less. Well, if your tooth hurts, you need to get to the dentist.
That's right. So, okay. So if it's a problem, it's an underlying problem. Morning exercise, you are more subject to injury. However, you do get it done for the day, as you said. You're done.
Yeah.
I feel much more sort of virtuous when I've done it in the morning.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, now I am.
Quite a win.
It is like a win. It's like you feel, yeah, I've done it, and it's, good and done. And I also used to hear studies, Dick, that evening exercisers had a bigger dropout rate. So what about that?
Yeah.
I mean, are we more tired after work and the 5 o'clock trying to exercise, schlep off to the gym, get there? Is it like a harder thing to do?
Well, but I don't know if it's harder than morning exercise. But there, the thing is about evening exercise is that we're like psychologically more tired. We've been through the day and, we're kind of yawning. We all yawn on the way home from work. But I have found that those yawns go away with just a few minutes of exercise. It's not like I'm physically tired. I'm like tired of the rat race, and maybe a little bit discouraged from a rough day. And all that gets in the way of afternoon exercise for sure, late afternoon, early evening exercise. But that's just something to overcome.
Okay, so, if you were to tell people, well, I would prefer you exercise. I mean, when you look at a gym, Dick, do you see more people training people in the morning or more busy in the evening?
Evening.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, the gyms are more crowded in the evening after work than before work.
Okay, well, that might be a reason to exercise in the morning. If you're somebody who works out in a gym, there's more room. You don't have to wait as long for the treadmill. And do you think there is a feeling of being rushed in the morning versus the evening? I mean, I think all of these are factors as to when you choose to do your workouts.
No, that's a great one, because you do. You can't dilly-dally, where you have the option to take it easy in the evening, and you can talk and socialize. So, you know, all those things, yes.
But I guess that's a plus and a minus in itself, Dick, because if you can dilly-dally, then you tend to hang out, talk to somebody, go to the water thing, you know, hang out a while longer, and maybe you don't go in, work out, get your workout in, get done what you need to get done, and get the heck out of there. So, I mean, I think that it's probably a little bit of both. You know, you work out in the evening. It's a bit of a more leisurely workout. It's a little more comfortable. It's a little bit, but it's also more crowded. It's busier. I think trainers also tend to charge more after 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know if they have separate prices for morning versus afternoon. But
I used to charge more for a past 7 o'clock or before like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, prime time. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I would just charge a little bit more if it was really, really early or much later at night. But, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it makes, you know, it makes your day longer and all of that sort of thing.
Yeah, I know. It's a pain.
And if you had to say to people, you know, I think the best time to work out is, and this is because, finish that for me, please.
Oh, great. I can finish that, but it's going to be a semi non-answer. The best time to work out when it works best for you.
Okay, well, we have a minute and a half left, so you could expand on that a little bit more, Dick.
Yeah, all right. You know, I can, because I've said it often. It's like, what works best? When do you think you would adhere to an exercise program the most consistently and get, you know, optimize your enjoyment, your benefit, you know, which is also return on time invested? When all those things can fall into place, what time does it optimize all those benefits? And that's the answer, because that is the point, is of all of this, is what time works best for you and your schedule and your lifestyle and your goals and desires.
Well, and that's, I think, very important. I think you look at morning. Are you the type of person that can get up, get your stuff together, have a small breakfast, and get to your workout, get it done, take a shower, go to work? Or are you the type of person that really just wants to take your morning, get to work, do what you need to do, and then you can leisurely work out? Or even the person who wants to work out on their lunch hour and just kind of break up the day with your lunch hour workout. And as you said, Dick, it's really up to the person, as long as whatever you do increases your exercise adherence, increases your ability to keep exercising, right? That's the most important thing.
Yeah. So those morning exercisers, they're committed.
They are.
When I worked at Scripps Clinic in La Jolla, we couldn't be late to open up that front door at 5 o'clock.
I remember that too. Those 5 a.m.ers, those guys are hardcore workout, and they get on that treadmill and they run hard, or they do the Stairmaster or something.
And you see them out.
Yeah, you see them out running around on the street and doing those early morning workouts, and I definitely envy them, because there is something about getting up with the sun, getting it done, feeling that feeling. I'm more of a kind of an 8 o'clock workout person, but boy, that 6 o'clock thing is really awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dick Cotton. You are listening to Radio MD. We are Train Your Body, where we motivate and perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. And while you're motivating and while you're performing and while you're training your body, you're also staying well and increasing your health. And that's really what it's all about here at Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Have a great day.